Welcome to Gene and Mike do the New York Times crossword.
Hi, I'm Gene.
And I'm Mike. And today we are doing the crossword for Tuesday, May 17th, 2022. So, did you do the crossword?
I did.
And were you spellbound by it?
Well, I got 63 across, which was entranced, and the answer was spellbound.
Ah.
So I guess I was.
Okay,
yes.
Good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was part of the, I guess, the revealer for the theme.
Yes. Yes, it was.
So since we're talking about the theme, would you like to elaborate on that?
I could. The theme, as I said, was related to the word spellbound. And what happened in the puzzle was you had a number of clues, the answers of which were two or three word answers. And the first word was a word that sounded like a letter. For example, 17 across was hive minders, and that was bee keepers. So bee. And then we had 24 across, words before, the stars are brightly shining in a carol, and that was O, holy night. So the word O, this sounds like an O. We had 44 across, literally on fire, or metaphorically excellent, and that was en fuego. So we had N, E-N. And then we had 50 across, which was drink that comes with a buzz cut, which I thought was a fantastic clue.
Yes.
And that was a decaf latte. D as in decaf. And then we also had 34 across, second most visited website worldwide after Google. And that was YouTube, U-Y-O-U. So B-O-U-N and D. And so the theme was spellbound.
Mm-hmm. Spellbound.
Spellbound.
Yep.
Yes.
Yeah, I thought that was very clever.
Uh-huh. Yeah, it was a great puzzle.
And even some of the some of these themed clues and answers, I was surprised to discover that the second most visited website worldwide after Google was YouTube. I haven't gotten into YouTube as much. Every time I go there, I start watching videos, and I'm like, I could probably find something better to do with my time.
I hardly ever go to YouTube.
Yeah, well,
hardly ever.
You know, there are some good, I mean, people put tons and tons of content. I mean, after all, it's the second most most popular website in the world.
Uh-huh.
And like tutorials in tech areas can be pretty amazing.
Uh-huh.
And I mean, everybody who's in tech is putting all their stuff out there.
Uh-huh.
So, except maybe for competitors of Google, I don't know.
Uh-huh.
But, I totally agree. 50 across, drink that comes with a buzz cut, decaf latte.
Uh-huh.
That was just hysterical.
Yeah, that was great.
Mm-hmm.
That was great. I also enjoyed 11 down, just sit around daydreaming, wool gather.
Yes, that's a great phrase.
Uh-huh.
Sounds like
I've heard of wool gathering, but
right.
I've never heard anyone called a wool gatherer.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess they would be.
That sounds like something out of the like early 20th or late 19th century.
Let us
go wool gather for a while. One across was also worthy of note. Kids and their parents, goats.
Uh-huh.
That took me a while.
Oh, uh-huh.
15 across, winged chatterbox was Mina. And it was spelt M-Y-N-A.
Yeah, that was different.
I thought there's supposed to be an H at the end.
Yeah, me too. But maybe they were desperate.
I mean, it is silent.
Uh-huh.
So, but I know I'm sure, because the New York Times generally does not get those things wrong,
uh-huh.
that there must be variant spellings.
Right, right. But then there were some interesting words that you don't usually see, like in early week puzzle, like 38 across, so as not to stand out. Subtly.
Mm-hmm.
And then also 55 across, frustrate, stymie.
Yes.
You know, a couple of, and I mean, they're common words, but not as common as most of the words like Oreo, which was two down. Or let's see, what else did we have? Edie's, the ice cream Edie's, that's a pretty
right.
common one now, but But yeah, I thought that was interesting.
They did have four down, I think, every year or two. They worked this into a puzzle. First man in Polynesian creation myth was Tiki.
Tiki.
T-I-K-I.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right.
And that just shows up very rarely.
Uh-huh.
So I had a subtle mistake with 38 across so as not to stand out. The answer was subtly. I put down subtle. And the 35 down was SG, so abbreviation of school, abbreviated with the Latter-day Saints, was BYU, but I had BEU for a long time. Because I thought, you know, so as to not stand out, subtle.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It almost works.
Yeah. Yeah, but I could see how you might put that.
So I like to
think, but it works with subtly too.
Yeah, right. I like to think that I had a subtle mistake, but that subtle mistake took me a long time because I was content with it.
Well, and what did you think BEU stood for?
Well, I, you know, so BTU is British Thermal Units, and BEU I figured might be British European Units. I didn't really have an answer to that. I just at some point
Brigham Young.
Right. I looked at every other clue. Well, I'll tell you where I was having trouble because, you see, 45 across Three Coins Fountain location was Trevi. And I wasn't sure. I thought it was Trevi. It sounded right.
Yeah.
But I didn't, you know, I didn't know it. Mm-hmm. It's not like if someone asked about Yoda or something. and similarly, 44 across, literally on fire or metaphorically excellent, on fuego.
En fuego.
En fuego. It looked right. Mm-hmm. And I, you know, but when you're not getting the puzzle solved, everything becomes suspect.
Yes.
And that it was interesting that you of en fuego, where I was having my problem, that ran into 26 down West Coast Burger Chain. And it looked like it was in out, I-N-N-O-U-T. But I did extensive research, 3 seconds on the only site that's more popular than YouTube, and discovered that it's in out.
In and out.
In and out.
In and out.
And there wasn't much on the menu that I could eat, nothing at all. It was pretty much a burger joint. But it made a whole lot more sense as in and out rather than in out.
It's now coming to the Midwest.
Is it?
I don't believe we'll have one here in Wisconsin. But yes, it's a favorite restaurant of Patrick Mahomes,
really?
Quarterback of the Kansas City Chiefs. Oh, they're building like 30 of them now in Kansas City or something.
Just to make sure that he stays there.
I guess so. But yes, it's quite popular down in Texas. Here it said it was a West Coast burger chain, but apparently it was down in Texas too.
Well, if there are any in-out execs listening to this podcast... And they want to talk to us about what it's like to live in Northeast Wisconsin. We'd be glad to help you out with that. Just drop us a line at crosswordpodcast@icloud.com.
I bet In-N-Out would probably do pretty well up here.
The competition's fierce. Let's see. What else was interesting? 30 down. That was blank Rima, an 8-line stanza.
Yeah.
And so I thought it's going to be something like Okta.
Me too.
But they, you know, YouTube sort of helped steer us, I guess, presumably both in the right direction. Even though, listeners, you should know, as always, we, Gene and I always solve these crosswords completely independently. But I eventually figured out it was Oteva.
Oteva, yeah.
Or however that's pronounced.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So that was sort of a challenge.
Yeah.
I was momentarily stymied 55 across by that. So, yeah. One last one, 10 across. Wanted but nowhere to be found was AWOL.
Yes.
That was well done. Yeah, the clues here were quite crisp.
Yeah,
This was by Richard Allen.
Good job, Richard.
Edited as always by Will Shorts. So I think that's it for the crossword, except as far as the podcast is concerned, we still have Triplet Tuesday. So new listeners, Triplet Tuesday is an event in which one of us presents 3 clues in decreasing order of difficulty to the other person, And the answers are three letters in length. They have to try and guess them as in as few clues as possible. We do this three times, hence the name Triplet Tuesday, the three most exciting minutes in podcasting.
Woohoo!
So here we go.
Are you ready?
No, but I'm going to okay. try it anyways.
Here's your first clue.
Ready.
Gamers prefix with pets.
Neo.
That's right. That's right. You got it on number one.
Uh-huh.
Would you have gotten start of many an art movement?
That's always hard to say after I've got the answer.
Yeah.
I don't think so.
Oh.
Maybe I would have.
Uh-huh.
What was the easy one?
Protagonist in The Matrix. Neo.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. It's hard to tell.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Whew. So you've got one down.
All right.
Two to go. All right. Month with a topaz as a birthstone abbreviation.
Oh, man. Okay. So it's probably going to be a month. Topaz.
You got one in 12 chances.
Aug. A-U-G.
No. Okay. Second.
Uh-huh.
Guy Fawkes Day month.
Guy Fawkes Day. Oh, gosh. This is cruel. Guy Fawkes Day.
And month is abbreviated.
Yeah, yeah. Feb.
Nope. Okay. Election time abbrev.
Nov. N-O-V.
That's correct. Yes. Uh-huh.
Okay.
All right. Here's your last one. You're two for two.
Uh-huh.
Nudge in a way.
Nudge in a way. Elbow won't fit. Nudge.
Neither will poke.
Nudge. Nudge, nudge, nudge. Boy, I can't even think of any three-letter words at this point. pop.
Nope. Okay, clue number two. Brief, abrupt change in direction.
So it's either a zig or a zag. Unless it's something else. Zig.
No. Okay. Your last clue.
Uh-huh.
Light cardio.
Jog.
Right. All right, you're three for three.
Congratulations.
Yeah. Do, 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 do.
Let's see, I got one and one, and then two and three.
Uh-huh.
So I'm 7/3 on average.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Very two. Good. That doesn't make any difference. Oh. It's whether you get it or not.
Indeed. All right. Well, great. Now the entire world knows that I don't know when Guy Fawkes Day is.
And November.
And I certainly don't know the gems and their months.
Uh-huh.
So, but that's good to know.
Uh-huh. And now you do know.
Well, for the next 30 seconds. All right. Well, that is it for today.
Okay.
So thanks everyone for listening. Thanks for making this one of the most popular podcasts about the New York Times crossword to come out of Northeast Wisconsin. And we will be back again with our cutting edge analysis of Wednesday's crossword tomorrow.
Goodbye.